Shalom everyone, Parashat Vayakel, we are now entering probably the fastest growing movement of how you make a change in a nation. Yes, a change in the nation in this week portion, where is it? If you go into the text, you will notice something very interesting. The word that is being used to start the name of the Parasha, Vayakel, is mentioned already. Last week portion. In the word Vayakel, they gathered, is mentioned when the people of Israel gather for the golden calf. And right now, in the beginning of the parasha, the same word will be used again. Vayakel Moshe, and Moshe gathered the people. How can you take a nation from gathering from a very, very negative side of sinning, if the golden calf, as we talked about last week, into the essence of building together a tabernacle? Mishkan, and why is it important? And just before that, remember, there are two main characters who are also going to take part in this important mission. Of course, I'm talking about Bezalel, Bezalel, the person who is going to be the main architect of building the tabernacle, and his beloved helper, Aholiyav. I don't know how to say it in English. And I want to start with the plastic plan story. This is a plastic plan here behind me. And I heard a famous entrepreneur in Israel telling a fascinating story about when he was a very young child. He wasn't a good student at school. And as the stories always start, there was a good teacher, or actually the principal at that matter, that came to him and says to him, "You're going to be my helper. You're going to help me do something for school." And every break, the principal gave him a pitcher of water, and he would go and he would just water all the plants in school. And it was a fascinating work for him because he was important. He did something important and crucial for school. He developed responsibility. If you're a parent, you know, you need to find those moments to embrace your kid and tell them, you are important. Here, there's a task. You do it well, you will feel pride, joy, and you can develop from it for other things. So this kid goes, and every day for a full year, he waters the plants. He says that it was so good for him that not only in the break, even when he came in the morning, he just took a bottle of water and began to water the plants. This responsibility, this joy gave him and made him to be a better student. And he became this great student, and he was a top student eventually. And he went to the army, and after that went to university, and he became this entrepreneur working with computers, making an exit company, startups. He becomes a millionaire, and he comes to school after many years, 20 years, 15 years after, and he wants to donate a nice donation to school. And he knocks on the principal's door, and the principal brings him in, and he doesn't recognize him. He says, "You don't recognize me? I was that student you took as a personal project. You let me, you allowed me to water the plants every day." He says, "I'm sorry, I don't remember you." And with all due respect and honesty, it happened every year. Every year I took one student and I allowed him to water the plants. So I'm sorry with that. But this is where it gets more complicated. Because the principal looks at his eyes and says, "And it's now probably a good time to tell you that you are in elementary school and you never got it. But these plants weren't even real. They were made of plastic plants. Just the task made you happy, so I continue with that." This shocking realization he describes as he walks outside of the office and he realizes, "I watered plants made of plastic for so long. What have I done?" Why is it important? Of course, this educational system brings something very important to the understanding. Moses sees the people after the golden calf and they are broken apart. They did something really bad. They changed their God. They wanted a replacement, but they didn't really want a replacement to replace God. They wanted something to work with. They wanted something to connect with. It's really hard to believe in something you cannot see. And this is what they say. "We had Moses. We had somebody here in front of us, and now he's gone. And when we cannot see, how can we believe?" So Moses is so wisdom, and his wisdom and his brightness, he says, "I'm going to bring them, I'm going to gather them together, and I'm going to point them into that direction that is positive. Let's do something good together." And by doing something good together, You're going to get into unity. And with the unity, everything else can come. And those two people, we said the architect and the builders, Bezalel and Eliyahu, represents exactly the same thing. When we are talking about the tabernacle, and we're going to talk about it in next book as well, we always are trying to say this is the connection between the divine and earth. God doesn't need a house, but we need something to connect with. This is why we have a house here in the world that connects with the divine. Bezalel and Uri are doing the same. But the beautiful thing is how their names actually represent that. Bezalel, in Hebrew, Betzalel, in the shadow of God. The wisdom, the spirit of God is mentioned here in this verse, explaining who this person was. Getting an inspiration to be the builder, to be the creator, just like God. But not only that, Bezalel comes from the tribe of Judah. Judah represents royalship, being a king, being the most important tribe, if you wish. Comes from the divine inspiration, from the hires of the highest points. Bezalel ben Uri, Uri in Hebrew, light. When you come from this divine point, when you come from royalty, you can bring the essence of inspiration, of spirit of God to others. The light comes to others. But there's the flip side of Eliyahu ben Ahisamach. Eliyahu ben Ahisamach, Aoel, the tent, loves the tent. Because they are the people who need to create, need to inspire us going up. But there's people who need to do the actual work. And Dan, the tribe that Eliyahu is from, we know he's the Dan is the son of the servant, and he comes from the lower parts of the tribes. The tribe of Dan represents coming from down and building and working hard. Working and building the tents eventually brings us to the son of Ahisamach. Ahisamach in Hebrew, Ahi, my brother. Samach, support. We need those brothers to support us. And they unite the vision between Judea or Judah, and Dan, the tribes of Dan, the highest and the lowest, and everything in between, and the people bring us all in action of doing something good together. This unity, this profound moment, this is what helps us leave the damages of the golden calf. And this is what inspires us into the future of finding a dwelling place for God in this world. From Bezalel to Eliyahu, from the plant made of plastic into the divine inspiration of the Spirit of God. Shabbat Shalom.